Hello, good evening and welcome. It's just after 6 o'clock and for the next hour we are diving into the world of money, how to earn it, grow it and make it work smarter for you. Whether you're tackling financial goals, navigating challenges or just looking for fresh strategies to stay ahead, we've got expert insights and practical advice to help you take control in an ever-changing economy. So the day in a snapshot, the JSE tracking lower in afternoon trade, the Rand in a range 1840 to 1860 against the dollar, that's a bit weaker. At $2,762 an ounce, gold bullion is retreating and Bitcoin is down by over 5% and below $100,000. Coming up, Pret A Manger lands in South Africa and it's something of a foodie evening. From garage to gourmet, the Mwari Pizza House success story, and could the expropriation bill shake South Africa's food security? Also, love without marriage, why unmarried couples need a financial plan. And a look at the local furniture market as Lewis sales jump almost 10%. That is a sign of consumer confidence improving. All of that's to come. Let's start the show.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, with government pushing forward with the controversial expropriation bill, there are growing concerns over the future of land ownership, investment and food security. And here's the question. Could these policies threaten the stability of farming and agribusiness, or are they necessary steps towards meaningful land reform? I'm in conversation now with Johan Gortzer, who is the Chief Executive Officer at AgriSA. Johan, thank you very much indeed. So your organization has strongly opposed this bill. What are the biggest concerns that farmers and agribusiness have about the legislation?
I think the term is we were highly concerned and disappointed in the outcome of what the bill kind of proposes. And maybe one or two concepts to this. I think the first thing is the uncertainty it brings into the South African community. So I think we could have dealt with it better in just addressing this uncertainty. And you know what normally happens with uncertainty? There's a lot of politics that's added to it. And all of a sudden you get a boiling pot and it was not supposed to be. So that would be my first reaction. The second one is the uncertainty regarding the outcome of the interpretation of the law. I think that wasn't tested. So if you ask me from a farmer's point of view, I think that's the greatest concern that we have is we do not know. We do not know, and it's not the definition of what needs to be expropriated is not clearly set out. So I think there's a lot of comfort also that we can take out of what was proposed. But I think the most important thing is for us as farmers is the uncertainty that we need to deal with.
That is worrisome. How do you think that uncertainty could have been better dealt with?
It's a difficult one because you have a lot of emotions on both sides. It's not an easy way to find a midway. But I think with the government of national unity now, maybe they should have referred it back to the National Council and have a discussion again regarding what needs to happen. Or you push it back to the Constitutional Court and say, but listen, have a look at this. And I think that would have kind of cleared up a lot of uncertainties that we still need to deal with.
The government, Johan Gortzer, is insisting that fast passage of this legislation is necessary for land reform. Do you think then, again, coming at it from your perspective, is there a better way to achieve meaningful transformation while also protecting property rights?
Jeremy, I don't think we're against it. I think in our letter we also stated clearly that we are, as AgriSA and as farmers in South Africa, we understand the transformation drive and we understand what needs to happen. I think the only thing that comes to mind when we talk about this is the where you protect private property rights. For us as a farming community, our finance and the way that we raise capital is based on property. So that is a major concern if that comes into dispute. Although the law does talk about protecting the farmers' rights or the private property rights, it still need to be contested in court and to understand the meaning thereof. So I don't think it's an issue for us as farmers that we oppose transformation and we oppose the direction of what government is doing. We oppose to a certain extent the manner and the way they want to do it because actually it putting a lot of pressure on private property and the rights thereof.
You've also argued, if I read this correctly, that secure property rights are a key to food security. Could you just explain to me how potential land expropriation might disrupt food production and supply chains?
So as farmers, we go to a commercial bank and money is raised from a commercial bank and they are on lenders of money. The moment that you disrupt and bring uncertainty into a market, what do you do then? You just lift the risk. So for us as farmers, we're fighting a difficult year with late plantings and we don't know how the year's going to pan out. Some of the places are still dry. All of this are just adding up to a lot of uncertainty. And uncertainty in our market raises risk. And so if you have a look at food security, the moment we can't borrow money as working capital for the next input, for the next harvest that we need to what we foresee we're going to have, you kind of put pressure on food security in South Africa. And all we're saying is we need to be mindful in decision-making with the fact that we need to make sure that we secure food for the nation that we part of. And I think that's the concept out of which we reason this.
So what is your next play as far as this is concerned?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to make sure that people don't grab this thing as a fear motive and drive fear. So we need to manage the emotions. And I think the first thing is to say it's a long-standing concept, this law. You know, it started 2016 already, and there was a lot of conversation in this. We are where we are today, where we need to go and test this law. But for us, the next is to go back and seek senior counsel, which we've done before. And then what we need to do is be advised accordingly and not being driven by emotions as what we have now. So we need to be very wise in this situation that we don't add up to this uncertainty, but actually calm it down and play it into a field where we know what the way forward is. So for us, it's senior counsel to make sure we understand their way forward and the way they anticipate and see this playing out and then play accordingly.
You talk about managing emotions, but on the ground, farmers must be worried.
Yeah, we are. And I think we deal with so many uncertainties as farmers. This is just not just another one in. You know, many times the bucket overflows because of one drop. And that drop is not the reason why it's overflowing. It is because it's full of uncertainties. And I think the uncertainties is just piling up. And I think this is another drop that we put into it. But Jeremy, I also need to say to you, we farmers, and we're going to overcome this. We've overcome so many things in the past, and I'm talking about droughts. I'm talking about floods of prices collapsing. So we need to manage this. And I think that's what we said to ourselves at board level at AgriSA is, it is what it is. What is the next steps? And the way we're going to react towards this, and out of our reaction is going to come an outcome, and that's what we need to play with the stuff that we have in our hands and that we can work with to ensure that South Africa benefits out of this.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Johan Kotze, Chief Executive Officer, AgriSA.